This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Strengthening bonds is something very important in Islam. Allah Almighty has created us in a way that we are related to people. He chose for us our parents, our siblings, our children. He chose for us our uncles and aunts and those whom we are connected to and related to. Yes, He has predestined our spouses, but He's given us a certain leeway, a certain level of choice as to whom we're going to marry. So, yes, as much as it's important for us to address that, we must say that Allah Himself has chosen without any choice of ours who those whom I mentioned earlier are in our own lives. So therefore, bear in mind that Allah wants us to do something with these people. Otherwise, He wouldn't have connected us to all sorts of people. When Allah has kept a relationship of blood between you and someone, biologically, you're connected. You need to know lineage in Islam is sacred. Sacred means it cannot be tampered with. It should be maintained. You don't hide it from anyone. You make sure you've told people exactly who they are, who their parents are, who their brothers and sisters are. You make sure that they know who their family is. Because Allah has kept so many rules and regulations, each one of them connected to our success in this world and the next, the ultimate contentment and victory, happiness and success relies on understanding what the Almighty has said and adopting it to the best of our abilities. Now, my brothers and sisters, in this month of Ramadan, we must realize Allah wants us to extend a hand. To extend a hand to others. Now, every night you will be going to the house of Allah. We did that tonight, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we interact with strangers, total strangers. What connects you with them is the fact that they believe in a similar fashion that you do. And therefore, they are standing in prayer and they're also enjoying the recitation. They believe in the Quran. They've declared the Shahada and so on. On your way there, on your way back, you may interact with people who don't share the same faith with you. Some of your family members might not be sharing the same faith with you. It could be your parents, your children, whoever else it might be in your blood relations. They may not be sharing the same faith, but Allah Almighty wants you to interact during the month of Ramadan, especially with those whom you are standing next to, whom you attend the masjid with. It has been given great importance to gather in Islam. The term jama'ah means a group, and the term jumu'ah means the Friday. And the connection between the two are the three letters jama'ah, which is connected to the gathering of people, the bringing together of things or people. So here, these are people who come together every Friday. In order for us to meet them, to interact with them, to understand, to meet different temperaments, different types of people, different understandings, to adjust, to learn, to talk, to educate ourselves, to appreciate, to be given the opportunity to communicate and propagate that which we believe is derived from revelation, is correct, and so on. You propagate, you may answer. But if you were all alone without any interactions, the Almighty hasn't made you that way. He wants you to help just like you would need help. وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ Don't forget to be virtuous amongst yourselves. Don't forget to be virtuous among one another. You have been created interdependent. We depend on Allah. But for Allah to have done things for us, He chooses a path. And many times there are people who do things given the power by Allah. Your mother looked after you, so respect her. Your father has taken care and supported you, so respect him. Your siblings have been chosen by Allah to help you grow and nurture. So understand the hierarchy, the older they are, the more they should be respected. Not to say the little ones shouldn't be, but there should be a greater sense of mercy towards the little ones. Subhanallah. When you have siblings, you interact, you learn, you say, you grow together, you speak, and you begin to learn from each other. So much more. You have experiences, life experiences. You enjoy life a little bit more. And when Allah has not given you children or siblings, or Allah has not given you something you consider a favor, that too is part of the test of Allah. He knows something you do not know. So trust Him, surrender to Him, be happy, and learn to appreciate the favors of the Almighty upon you. Allah Almighty wants us during this beautiful month to achieve a reward by going to those whom we don't have a relationship with, starting with our family members, the closest from amongst the family, and either apologizing or extending a hand of goodness, a hand of forgiveness, a hand of solidarity, a hand of building the bonds once again. Very important. Very important for us to develop a big heart, as we say, and to extend the arm, and to be the first one to extend that arm of reconciliation. So tonight, we ask ourselves in this awesome month of Ramadan, beautiful month of mercy, forgiveness, kindness, serenity, success. Oh Allah, make it easy for me to extend my hand, the hand of reconciliation, to those whom we've broken ties with, and help us, for your sake, mend these relations. So to go out of your way to mend relations is an act of worship. Allah tells us that in the Quran. He tells us that through the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. You have a problem with your father, your son, your brother, your sister, your mother, your daughter. Those are the first circle, the primary circle. Make sure you extend a hand of reconciliation. You will need to have a big heart. You will need perhaps to forego a few things. You might need to let go of a few little things. If there is something major, you can come together. At least keep the matter where it is, but don't let it degrade or drop, or don't let it deteriorate to a level where you begin to be at war with each other and hate each other. Don't allow that. What needs to happen, we mend relationships to the best of our ability, and we try to protect ourselves from the harm that happened in the past being repeated. Now that brings me to a point. There are some exceptions where it becomes extremely difficult to mend relations, where someone may have been abused sexually, someone may have been really wronged to a degree that it bothered their mental well-being, and perhaps they really feel this was absolutely toxic. In that case, with a heavy heart, we have to say that perhaps it may be in the best of your interests to keep away to a degree where you can be protected. That exception, perhaps there are a few people, but the vast majority, it's minor things. It's a small matter. It might be a little issue of pride, ego. Egos get in the way and they create problems between good people. Good people, because we are too proud, because we have a sense of arrogance, because perhaps Allah has blessed us with wealth or knowledge or looks or authority or whatever else it may be. Jealousy overtakes people. If that is the reason why your relationships are bothered or destroyed, you need to put it aside and you need to enter into a beautiful reconciliation. Remember, don't let jealousy come in the way. Don't let your egos come in the way. Don't let your pride come in the way. Don't let wealth come in the way. Don't let these habits and qualities of the heart that are negative come in the way. You put all that aside and make peace. If there is something concrete that has resulted in the breakup of the relationship, solve the matter, resolve it, talk about it, address the issues. And inshallah, you will be able to make the most of the month of Ramadan. This is a month of reconciliation. That's what it is. The month of Ramadan is a month of empowering ourselves through reconciling. And that's why Allah says there is no goodness in their secret meetings, except if people were ordering a charity, ordering people to do good in terms of charity, or ordering people to do good or solving problems between people.
لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس.
Amazing verse. MashaAllah, that's exactly what Allah says, that there is no goodness in these secret meetings except if you were doing one of these three things, either instructing people to do good or instructing them to be charitable or resolving matters between people, making amends in the relationships between people. So, if Allah wants you to build a relationship between yourselves and strangers, to reach out to them, I reach out to my brothers and sisters in a war zone, floods, perhaps earthquake zone, when they're in difficulty and hardship. And who are these people? I don't even know them. What brings me to them is my Maker. He made me and He's asked me to be charitable. Well, charity begins at home. If I can reach out to the people far away, surely I should be reaching out to those who are standing right in front of me. So my brothers and sisters, consider that the biggest charity, the biggest donation you can ever make right now is to resolve the matters with those who are right around you, especially if it's to do with your pride, your ego. It's time to let it go. End of the day, you and I are going to go back into the dust. You and I are going back into the dust. We're going to be in our graves. What will help us? This reconciliation. Put the pride away, put the egos away, put everything away, and tell them, I love you. I'd like to solve this problem. Please, let's have a big heart. Let's reconcile. I may not want to have so much to do with you thereafter because I fear falling back into what it was. But if it was my problem, I want to work on it. I need to put this aside. Be humble for the sake of Allah. Allah will elevate you to the highest of degrees. Don't worry about what people have to say. The Almighty knows. The Almighty is watching. He is absolutely watchful. He knows. He will resolve everything for you for as long as you lay your trust in Him and make an effort. May Allah bless us all. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.